Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus the Christ. The text for our meditation this morning is written for us in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verses 4 through 7. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today, they shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we have gathered around your teachings this morning that you would be our God and we would be your people. Make your word take root in our hearts that our entire being would be centered on you. Change our thinking so that we would view the world according to your will and your design. Grant us a rich measure of your spirit so that we would firmly believe that you love us, because you sent your Son to live and die to take away our sins. Sanctify us through the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Please be seated. In Christ Jesus, dear fellow redeemed. Some of the fondest memories that I have of my dad are him discussing the scriptures with me as we worked on our farm. I grew up on a farm in Queensland, and our main crop was green beans. Because it was steep hills, all of the beans had to be picked by hand. Sometimes the rows in certain fields were so long that it would take you 3 hours to pick one row of beans. So there my dad would be in the row next to me. I, in many ways, was a captive audience. And he would be discussing the scriptures with me. He took to heart the very words that we are discussing this morning. I probably prefer the NIV translation, which says, "Impress them on your children." I couldn't help be impressed by the fact that my dad thought the scriptures were so important that as we were working in the field, he would share them with me. The other pickers who Dad employed knew that about Dad too. They knew that he was willing to discuss at any time spiritual matters and to share the Bible with them. Impress them upon your children. The Jews also took these words to heart as well. In fact, verse 4 of our text is extremely important to Jewish believers today. It is commanded that they say the Shema twice a day, once in the morning and once in the evening. The Shema, the Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one, is integrated many times into the worship life of the Jews. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord is one. That is something that should be impressed upon us day after day. Solomon said, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is the beginning of understanding." I don't doubt that at least most of you are here at Bethany Lutheran College to gain wisdom, to gain understanding. Maybe you're here to get a degree in a particular field, so your wisdom and your understanding is going to be very focused. But you really need to take this to heart. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." Regardless of what field you may be advancing in, if you don't have this first principle taken to heart, you're going to end up dying a fool. Yes, the world may bow down to you in accolades for your academic achievements, but God will cast you out of his kingdom. Impress these things upon your heart. God was here really elaborating the first commandment, that we are to love the Lord our God with all our heart, all our soul, and all our strength. I dare say that this year you are going to make many decisions based on your emotions. We're emotional beings, we do that. Generally, we don't make good decisions when we base them on our emotions. That is why it is essential that the Lord be at the center of your heart, that you love God first of all in your heart. Then that idea of with all your soul. Your soul, this isn't in the sense of that spiritual part of you, but this is in the sense of will, personality, what makes you, you. That is to be rooted in God. The first thing that everyone is to know about you is that the Lord your God is your God. And your decisions are to be based on his will rather than yours. And when our heart and our will are directed toward God, then we will pour our strength into service of him. But how well will we do if we gather at the end of the school year and discuss how well these things were impressed upon us and how well we live by them? When we first read our text, it seems as if God is only a God of laws. These commandments that I give you today, impress them upon your children. But to view the God of this text as only the God of law would be a gross injustice. Notice who he calls to hear. Hear, O Israel. Who is Israel? Who was Israel? It was God's chosen people. Not because they love God with their whole heart, soul, and strength. They were God's people by grace. Abraham was a worshiper of false gods before God came to him. When you study the history of Israel, you see time and time again how they did not keep the Lord their God as their God. But God invites you, according to his covenant of grace, to hear. See, he loves you. He sent his son to live and die for you because your heart and your will were not in line with his. And Jesus took away all of your sins when God nailed him to the cross. And so he invites you to listen to him because he loves you. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O people who understand that God loves them in Jesus. Hear, O people who need and desire his grace. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. May that be impressed upon you this school year and every day of your life. that there is only one God who loves you. There is only one God who has sent a Savior so you can live for Him here in time and hereafter in eternity. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord is one. To Him be all glory and honor, now and forever. Amen.